Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Aaron Rubenfeld, Aaron Aryeh ben Kudosh Yaakov. All the shows we learn for should have an aliyah. At the end of yesterday's share, we talked about a halacha of traveling, where the person should eat a lot when he travels. We gave two reasons why a person might be better off not eating a lot when he travels. Number one, there may be a shortage of food, so he better save his food and therefore only eat very sparingly. May not be enough food for him to get through his entire trip. And the other reason was because maybe the traveling itself would cause him intestinal distress and he would not feel well as a result of the traveling. So Gemara picks up Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the second line with the words of Rapapa, another din in traveling. Rapapa called Parasa or Parasa. When Rapapa traveled, he would eat every single Parasa. Again, a Parasa is 4 mil, roughly about 4 kilometers. He would eat every 4 mil. Ochel Choda Rifta. He would eat an entire bread every travel the distance of 4 mil of a Parasa. And he held Kesavar Mishum Mayana. He held that the reason that a person normally doesn't eat when he travels is because it's going to cause him intestinal distress. However, he personally did not have such distress, and therefore, Kesavar Mishum Mayana, it doesn't apply to him. He wasn't concerned about the potential for the lack of food, that he would run out of food. He was saying the reason that you don't eat when you travel is because it's going to cause your GI upset, and he didn't have that problem. As Rashi points out, Kesavar Rapapa, the reasoning is because of the GI upset, v'ihu lo mistafe mimayana, debal beten haba. He was a big guy, he's either bal beten or bal basar, and he wasn't concerned that this would cause him stomach upset, and therefore he would be able to eat every parsa that he traveled, he would be able to eat. Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amarav, or Yehuda Sanim Arav, kol hamariv atzmo bishnei ravon. Since we're talking a little bit about famine, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the dinim of famine. And he says, somebody who has food, and yet everybody else is suffering in a famine, and he also doesn't stuff himself during the famine, he sympathizes, he empathizes along with everybody else who's starving, and therefore he's also mariv atzmo. He also doesn't eat a crazy amount. He eats only the minimal amount necessary during years of famine. So such a person is nitzal mimisa mishuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from an unusual death. So Rashi points out, a misa mishuna is a person who dies other than the derech called Adam Amitasa, as opposed to a person who normally dies in bed. So we find this by Moshe Rabbeinu. He tells Korach v'Adaso, if you die a normal death that people have, in other words, that people come to be mevakir cholim to you. This is one of the sources the Gemara in the Dorim tells us of bikur cholim. If you die in a normal way, that you never get sick, and everybody comes to visit you, and then you die in bed. So that's what's called a normal death. As opposed to if somebody dies, rachmana litzlan, via the sword, via cheriv, or via famine, so that's called a misa mishuna. So somebody who is osek, but all Hatzibur, he is involved in the sufferings of the Tzibur. In other words, he doesn't say, well, this doesn't impact me. What do I have to worry about what the Tzibur is going through? But he engages in the difficulties that the Tzibur is having, and he's Marv Asmo B'Shnei Riyavon. Even though he has food, he also sympathizes with the Tzibur and doesn't eat as much as he could during these years of famine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay him back in turn and say, since you empathize with the Tzibur, and they were at risk of dying of a misa mishuna, and you nevertheless put yourself into that matzav of being like them, so you'll be saved from dying a misa mishuna. Mida keneged mida, shenemar. And this is based upon a pasuk from Iyov, where it says, "Berav podcha mimaves." The pasuk said, "Berav." In this famine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves you from death. What does it mean, "Berav"? It should have said, "Meirav miboyle." HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you from famine. He should save you from the death of a famine. Nevertheless, it said, "Berav." It means, "El hochi komar b'schar shemari v'asol v'shnei riyavon nitzom imisa mishuna." Because you fasted yourself, you took upon yourself to suffer along with the rest of the tzibur, even though you didn't have to, but you didn't eat as much as you could have during these years of famine, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you from this misa mishuna of, for example, of dying from a famine. More continues on Reish Lakish. Also, liodim lishamesh mitasa b'shnei ravon. A person shouldn't go and have relations as if nothing is going on. He shouldn't continue to have normal relations with his wife during the years of a famine. Everybody else is suffering, and here he says, no, you know, nothing going on with me, and therefore he just continues having normal pleasures of life. Shenemar. based upon the story of Yosef HaTzadik, when Yosef told Paro that there would be the 7 years of a great amount of food, and then there would be the 7 years of famine. So Yosef HaTzadik knew that there was a famine going on in the world. So Yosef, Yulad Shnei Bonim B'Terem Tavo Shnazarov. Yosef had Ephraim and Manasseh in the years before the famine. Implication being that during the years of famine, he did not engage in Tashmish Amita, and that's why he didn't have additional children. Tana, we learned as well in the Braisa, Chasuche Vonim Mishamshin Mitoseim Bishnei Riova, that if a person hasn't yet fulfilled the mitzvah Puravu, in other words, he doesn't yet have children, so then such a person is allowed to have relations during even the years of a famine in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. Tosus points out, are you going to tell me, when you're saying that Yosef HaTzadik didn't have relations, so then how could Yocheved have been born Nolda Ben Achomos? Now, that time was the Ace Rav, there still was a famine going on, so how could she had been born? Obviously, they had relations 9 months beforehand, and that was during the time of the famine. Al-Karachach, you have to say, Shishim Shumitoseh B'Shnei Riovim. So the tzaddikim, they did have relations during the famine. So Tosa says, no, this isn't a din. This idea is the L'kuli Yama Lohavi Osir. It's not really that it's also to have relations during the time of the famine. El L'misha Rotsa if somebody acts in a higher level, that he feels the suffering of Klai Yisrael. Imo Anochi Bitzora, Kaviyoch HaKosh Baruch Hu, feels the suffering of Klai Yisrael. So a great tzaddik will feel the suffering of Klai Yisrael. V'Yosef Loshimesh. So therefore Yosef, who felt the suffering of Klai Yisrael, didn't have relations. But other people, Shar Bnei Adam, Shimshu, they did have relations, and it's not an issa to have relations. Mark continues and says, Tanu Rabbanon, Bisman Shi Yisroel Shurim Mitzar, at times when Klai Yisrael Nebuch is in difficulty, Upirish Echad Mehem, and somebody says, no, that difficulty has nothing to do with me. I'll do whatever I want. I don't have to be involved in the tzaris of the tzibur. So such a person, Bon Shnei Malochi Ashori Shavalavalu Li Adam, Umenichin Lo Yedein Al Rosho. Then the two malochim that normally accompany a person, right? We all know the famous medrash that tells us when you come home from shul on Friday night, the two malochim that are with you. So it depends what your house looks like. So if your house looks, Baruch Hashem, all prepared for Shabbos and everything is all set and nice, so the malach that is your Yetzer Hara has forced to say to the Yetzer Tov, ah, this way should be every single week. And Rachman al-Slan, if it's the other way, so the Malach HaTov has to tell the Malach HaRa, yeah, it should be like this next week as well. So there's these two Malachim that are Malava person. We'll see Psukim to support this in a moment. But in any event, these two Malachim, when they see such a person, he's Pirish Min HaTzibur, he separates himself from the tzaris that the tzibur is having and doesn't share and empathize with their suffering. So the Malachim say, they put their hands on the head of such a person and over him, and they say, Ploni, this person, Zesh Pirish Min HaTzibur, Ayira benechama tzibur. He separated himself from the tzibur, so when the tzibur gets its ultimate salvation, he won't be part of it. He won't be seeing the nechama that the tzibur gets. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will either take him away or not allow him to have that nechama that the tzibur gets. Another brisa says a similar idea. Tani idoch bisman shatzibur shori b'tzar al yomar adam. When the tzibur is in trouble, and let's say there's a famine, but this person, he happens to personally have a storehouse worth of food, he's rich, he's able to buy food even at the very, very high prices of the famine, and a person shouldn't say, listen, I'm okay, I'll go back to my house, I'll drink and eat, no problem, and life is good for me. A person shouldn't do that. And Rechmon Otsan, if a person does act in that callous way, the tzibur is suffering, and he says he goes on with his life, all of the course of Omer, the Pasuk says about such a person, if a person goes and he says, let's be very happy, let's have sason and simcha, we're going to go shacht the bakar and the tzom, we're going to have a big party over here, and we're going to eat meat, we're going to drink wine, we're going to eat and drink till we, till we're content, because tomorrow we may die. So let's enjoy today. Eat and drink today, because tomorrow we may die. If such a person has such a philosophy, he has such an approach, it's brought down in Yeshaya. So look what Yeshaya Hanavi says afterwards. Makasu Basrei, it says, V'nigla b'ozne Hashem tzvakos, so the Novi tells us that if a person acts like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that such a person is acting in such a callous way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically says, this person will not have a kapara, and this person won't survive what he did. In other words, he's going to die. Now, we'll see in a moment that these people are not even the worst of people. So they're saying, at least Machanamus, we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, so we might as well let's take the pleasures of the world right now as best as we can, because tomorrow we may die. At least they realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that tomorrow they may die. However, there are those that are even worse. So, Ad Kan, the Gemara says, Midas Beinonim. This is not the worst of people. These people are average people, so to say. So they say, let's eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we may die. So that's not the worst approach. They recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, because he will tomorrow make them die, possibly. So Ad Kan Midas Beinonim. However, the Rishayim, Avo Midas Rishayim, Maksiv, what does it say about them? So this Rishayim, Yeshayim goes further, and he says, Esoyu Echo Yayin, and then Rashi says, adds the words. Now there's a mistake in the Rashi. It says Godol. Rashi says Yoser Maod, but the pasuk ends Godol Yeser Maod. There's just a printing error in Rashi. And what this pasuk is telling us is there are those people that are even worse than the ones that say, let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. So there are those that say, let's eat, drink, and be merry. The nizbo shechar, let's go take wine. Esoyu lecho yayim. The nizbo shechar, we'll get drunk. And then we'll do the same thing tomorrow. We'll do this again tomorrow, even more. God, though, yes, we're going to do this more tomorrow. So such a person says, there is no God. There is no anybody that we'll have to reckon with. So what does the Shai say about such a person afterwards? Maksiv Basrei, about these Rishayim, what does it say about them? It says, Hatzadik Ovod, the Ein Ish Som Alev, Ki Bipnei Roa Nesav Hatzadik. What does this pasuk mean? So Rashi explains, why does the tzaddik die? He gives two explanations. First one, he says, why does the tzaddik die? Mipnei ma'umeis, mipnei ha'ra, because of this terrible famine and the way these people have acted. Nesaf ha'tzaddik, mipnei shelo yitztar hu b'ra. V'achash yizgeru milfonav, ki mipnei ha'ra nesaf ha'tzaddik. So the first explanation is that the tzaddik didn't participate. This person who didn't participate in the tzara of the tzibur, so he's taken away, even though he may be personally a tzaddik. Moran Avodah Zorah tells us that sometimes even great tzaddikim are going to be taken away. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Angela Musa to the world, he brings a terrible tragedy to the world. Even tzaddikim sometimes are taken away. And one of the reasons Moran Avodah Zorah said is because they didn't protest that the Rishayim were doing wrong. So here, the tzaddik can't just say, this has nothing to do with me. Everybody else is suffering, so I have to suffer along with them. I have to understand the pain and dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first explanation. Second explanation, Lishnachrina, Rashi says, Mibnei Ro Shalelu. No, it's the Rishayim that deserve to die, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the tzaddik away. Nasa Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote, say, Shavakesh Aleim Rachamim, because the tzaddik would go daven on behalf of Klai Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the tzaddik to daven on behalf of Klai Yisrael, so he takes the tzaddik away. And therefore, Klai Yisrael is left bereft, and therefore the full punishment that they deserve is brought down upon them. The Mark continues and says, Eliyat Sairo de Mimatzibo. So what should a person do in a time of famine, in a time of tzaros? So he should suffer along with the tzibor. He shouldn't distance himself from the tzibor. And we see a perfect example of this from the famous Maisa in Chumash, where Amalek is attacking, and Moshe Rabbeinu should see Atzmon Matzibor. Moshe Rabbeinu suffered along with the Tzibor. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, "Videi Moshe Kvedim Michael Evan." You see, Masachtov Yeshev Alel, that Moshe's hands were heavy. So what did he do? He sat on a stone, and Aaron and Hur Tomchu Yadav. They helped support his hands. Now the Gemara says, "V'chilo Yolol Moshe Kar Hachaz Oh Kesis Hachaz Leishev Alel." What? There was nobody there that could give Moshe a cushion that he could sit on a comfortable seat instead of having to sit on a stone? No. Elokachom Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Since Yisrael Shui Mitzar, Afani Eya Imar Mitzar. Since Klai Yisrael is suffering over here, so I'm going to suffer along with them. I remember my Rabbeinu telling me many great stories about tzaddikim in the United States during the Shoah, during World War II, when Rachmana Litzlan, so many Jews suffered and were killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichram. And they were in America. And these great tzaddikim, they wouldn't have sugar in their coffee or tea the entire period of the war. They'd say, Klai Yisrael suffering, these terrible tragedies are happening to our brethren, and they're doing everything that they could to save lives. But they said, we can't just go on with life as normal. I'm going to have sugar in my coffee. I'm going to have a glass of tea with a sugar cube. So they wouldn't have the basic comforts, and they're not talking about luxuries here, the basic comforts of life. They even took them away. There were tzaddikim that wouldn't sleep with a pillow during that period of time. They would sleep on the floor during that period of time. This is what it means. Imo anochi b'tzara kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our difficult times. So we have to always commiserate and understand and empathize with the suffering of fellow Jews. Mark continues and says, Chol Matzayra Atzmo Matzibor, if somebody in fact does empathize with the tzibor, and he feels the pain of the tzibor, Zoche v'ro b'nechem ha'tzibor. he will be zocha to see the nechama that the tzibur gets. Let's say before we said if somebody is not mitzayir, he won't see this nechama. So too, if somebody does mitzayir himself with the tzibur, he will be zocha to this great nechama that the tzibur will have. Are you going to tell me, b'shema yomar odom, a person is going to say, hey, who's going to know that I'm sitting here in my house in great comfort, having tashmish and enjoying the comforts of the world while everybody's suffering? Me, may it be. Who's going to go and testify against me? I'm doing this in the privacy of my home. Who's going to know that I'm not imo enochi b'tzar, that I'm not together with the tzibur in the sufferings that they're having? So Gemara says, avnei veso shel odom, v'koros veso shel odom me'idibo. No, the stones of your house, the beams of your house, they're going to go and testify against you. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Chabakuk, the Pasuk says, Ki even mikir tizak, v'chofis me'etz yanena. Rashi explains, a kofis was a chatzi levena, half of a brick. It was regilin lesita ben shnei nidbocha etzim. They would put it in between the wood of their house. So the stones and these wooden beams and the bricks in between those beams would testify against the person. Today, Rabbi Shila Amrei, in the Beis Medrash of Shila, they said, Shnei Malachi Asharis have a lot of the Liyodim, Hei Me'idin Lov. The two Malachim that go and accompany the person all the time, they're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, they'll be Me'id, Hei Me'idin Lov, that this person was not Imo Enochi B'tzor. He wasn't along with the Tzibor in their distress. Shenemar, as the Pasuk from Tilling tells us, Ki Malachi B'tzad Aloch, these malachim that come along with you and protect you at all times, so they're going to now be the ones that will turn the table, so to say, and say, this guy, he was not empathizing with the tzibur. Rav Chitka, Omer, the famous Rav Chitka, the one who has the fourth Suda on Shabbos, he says he has four Sudas on Shabbos, Rav Chitka. So Rav Chitka, Omer, Nishmasu shel Adam, him either of your own neshama is going to go and testify against you. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Micha tells us, Mishocheves Chekecha, Shemor Piskei Picha, that which is inside of you, in other words, your neshama, well, Shemor Piskei Picha will be the one to go and testify against you. The Yeshomim, others say, Evarishal Adam, Meidimbo, the actual limbs of the person will go and testify against him in the future. Shenemar, as it says, Atem Eidai, you, my own bones, you'll be the witnesses, Ne'um Hashem, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says on the side to look in the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Tezayin, Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to learn this in a couple of months. So Rashi over there says the person himself will go and testify against himself. Gemara continues and says the pasuk Kel Emunah V'Ein Ovel. What does this pasuk mean? So it means Kel Emunah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Emunah. Kishem Shinefroim Min Harishayim Olam Haba. Afilu Alavera Kala Shosin. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is he doesn't want the tzaddikim to get the reward in this world because then they'll take away from the reward in the world to come. And likewise, he doesn't want the Rishayim to get the reward in the world to come because they don't deserve it to have the great, great reward of the world to come. So therefore, he gives them the reward that they deserve in this world. That's, so to say, one of the famous answers to why do good things happen to bad people and why do bad things happen to good people. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Again, on any individual, you can't say at any moment of time why they're doing well, why they're not doing well. There's an overriding principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So, we call it Kel Emunah. He definitely will go and pay everybody back. The Rishayim will get their reward in this world, and the Tzaddikim will get the reward in the world to come. What does it mean when it says, Ein Avel? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this without any mistakes, so to say. Kishem Shemashal Mitzvachal Tzaddikim Olam Ba. I feel like Mitzvah Kal shows him that Tzaddikim will get the reward in the world to come, even on the slightest reward that they deserve. It will all come in the world to come. So too, Kach Mishach Mitzvachal Rishayim Olam Zeh. They'll get their reward, the Rishayim, in this world, for every little thing that they deserve. I feel like Mitzvah Kal shows him. And the Pasuk concludes and says, Tzaddik V'yashu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exact and perfect, and nobody doesn't get rewarded for everything that they deserve to be rewarded for, and nobody doesn't get punished for everything that they deserve to be punished for. Just where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards you and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you, that will depend on whether you're a tzaddik or a rasha. Tomorrow continues and says, now the gears that we have is Omru Bishas. On the bottom it says, the gears should be Melame. This comes to teach us, She Bishas Ptiroso Shel Odom Levei Solomam. At the time that a person is to die, to go to the Olam Emes, so Kol Masa, the gears that we have is Niftarin Lefanov. Leave with him, so to say. Others have the girsa, says on the side, nifrotim, they're specified. All of his actions are detailed, what he did in his lifetime. They say to him, kach v'kach, asisa, b'mokum ploni, b'yom ploni, It goes through your whole life that this is what you did on this day, this is what you did on that day, in this place, in that place. I heard over said over the name of Chofetz Chaim that he was asked, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed human beings to develop video and movies and things like that? It's such a terrible thing. So Chofetz Chaim supposedly responded and he said that this way people will understand in Shemayim, they're going to show you a video of your entire life. And people say, how could that possibly be? Well, now they're going to see that you can actually do it on this world. So Allah has kama v'kama in Shemayim, they can show you back every single thing that a person did. He's going to see, this I did on this day, this I did on that day. And this way we'll truly understand that they're going to show us a picture of our life, a movie of our life when we get to Shemayim. And the person's going to be shown, he did this, he did that. Who, Omer, and he's going to have to say, yeah, Hain or Hin, different gear souls. So, yeah, that's what I did. And he's got to acknowledge that's what he did. Bamelo Chasom, and they're going to tell him, okay, so sign on the dotted line that you testified that this is, in fact, what you did. Chosim, he's going to have to say sign on all of his life, everything they did. And Shenamar, this is the Pasuk in Yob as well. Biyad kol odom yachtom, that every person with his own hand is going to sign off and say, yes, this was my life. Furthermore, we're going to do tzedek hadin. We're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is righteous. Everything that we get, we deserve. There's not one iota of punishment or one iota of reward that we get that we didn't deserve. Omer, and they're going to say, Omer lehem, yofer dantuni. And the person is going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, tzedek hadin. Yes, this is exactly what I deserve to have gotten as my din. And this fulfills the pasuk, Kaim Ashenemar, the pasuk in Tehillim that says, Laman titzdak bidovrecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you what you're supposed to get, and you're going to say, yes, tzedek hadin, I deserve exactly what I get. Mark Atinson says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol Yoshe b'tainis nikra chote. We started off this discussion talking about that we have the Yechidim going and fasting, the three fasts, the Beis Hei Beis, before the entire Tzibah starts to fast, the series of three fasts, Beis Hei Beis, then another series of fasts, Beis Hei Beis, and then the series of seven fasts. So the Yechidim first go and fast. So that implied that that was a proper thing to do. But Shmuel says, no, Kol Yoshi Betanis Nikuchote, a person shouldn't be sitting and fast. A person who doesn't take the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and he fasts, so that's not a correct thing to do. He's called a sinner. How do we know this? Sovar Ki Haitanim. Shmuel held like the following particular Tanoic opinion. The Tanya says in the Braisa, Rabbi Elozer HaKapor B'Rebbe Omer. B'Rebbe is a Loshon of Gadol HaDor. So Rabbi Elozer HaKapor was the Gadol HaDor. He was a great Tana. And he said as follows, Ma Talmud Omar, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, V'chiper Olov Me'asher Choto Al HaNefesh. It says the Kohen will help the Nozer to get a Kapara by the bringing in certain Karbanos, the Korban Chatas. The Nozer will get a Kapara for that which he sinned against God, choto al hanefesh. He's a nefesh choto. What sin did this Nazir do? On the surface, it sounds like the Nazir is doing a great thing. He's abstaining from wine. He's doing all sorts of holy activities. So why is he called a chote? So Gemara says, Ela shetzir atzim nayayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us grapes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us wine. And this person willingly said, I am not going to taste grapes. I'm not going to taste wine. And therefore, he's called a chote because he was mitzayr himself, he caused himself suffering, that he can't have wine. Rashi asks the question very, very nicely. He says, Mi harag, who did this person kill? Shenikra chote, he's called the sinner. So Rashi explains that there is no mitzvah to suffer. There's nothing a person should do in life to make himself suffer. Even though we just said a person should go and empathize and sympathize with the tzibur that's suffering, but there is no mitzvah under normal circumstances that a person should go and do something that causes himself suffering. So therefore, that's why it's called a chote, that he took away this pleasure of wine. Voluntarily, he took it away. Valudvarm kavachomer, Elozer Kapor continues and he says, this is a kavachomer, umazeh, this nazir, shalot ziratzo, elemen ayayin. All he did was say, okay, he's not going to have wine. He didn't say he's not going to do anything else. So nevertheless, he's called a chote, nikra chote, so certainly, hamatzar asam yuchodav edover, it's a person who fasts, that for no good reason. So such a person is mitzah himself from every pleasure, not just from wine, from every food pleasure. Allah is kama v'kama, is he called a chote. And that's what Shmuel said, call a yoshi betanis, nikra chote, because you're taking away all the pleasures of the world. If a nazir is called a chote for taking away one pleasure, the wine, so this person was not eating anything, so that person certainly is a chote. So the Gemara says, not everybody agrees with this, Rabbi Elozer, not to be confused with Rabbi Elozer HaKapar, but Rabbi Elozer, the town of Rabbi Elozer, Omer, Nikra Kadosh, he's called a holy person if a person fasts. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us in Bamidbar, Kadosh yeah, Gadel Pera Sa'arosho. He's a Kadosh. This Nazir is called the Kadosh. He's not called the Chote. He's called the Kadosh. So obviously, each of them have to explain what the other one does with the Pasuk. The Pasuk calls him a Chote. So how do you explain that he's called the Kadosh? And the Pasuk calls him a Kadosh. How do you explain that he's called the Chote? So Gemara says, first, Umazeh Shalot Sir Atzo Elamidover Echad Nikwa Kadosh. If this Nazir, who just abstained from one thing, wine, grapes, is called the Kadosh, so certainly somebody who fasts, and Sir Atzo Micholdover, Allah has Gamma Kama, that he's called the Kadosh. So again, we have two different opposing viewpoints. One is that somebody who abstains is called the Kadosh, and the other one is that somebody who abstains is called the Chote. And each of them brings a Raya, a Pasuk, to support them. So what does each one do with the other one's Raya? So we start off with Shmuel. Shmuel said that a person who fasts is called the Chote. Shmuel, no, hi, Ikri Kadosh, he's called the Kadosh. So Shmuel says, no, that pasuk referring to the Nazir is a Kadosh, Hahu Agidul Perakoi. That's talking a technical din, that the hair of this Nazir is not allowed to get Hanah from it. As Rashi says, Shesaro Osur Bahanah. But it's not referring to the person. The person is a chote. No, the hair that he is growing, so when you cut it off, you're not allowed to get any hanah from it. So that's how Shmuel would reconcile the pasuk that says it's kadosh. That's about the hair and the idea that he's called a chote. That is what Shmuel's basic opinion is. Nu, Rabbi Elazar holds the opposite. He says he's kadosh, but ha nikra chote, the pasuk calls this Nazir a chote. So how can you say that he's a kadosh? Shmuel says, how the soib nafshei. That is referring specifically that he's a chote if he was metame lemeis. That is a different situation. The person was metame lemeis, so he should have been more careful, and therefore that is why he's called a sinner. No more questions. It says, Umi Omar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Did Rabbi Elazar really say this? After all, Omar Rabbi Elazar said, La'odom yamod adam atzmo. A person should always measure himself, should always consider himself. We turn to Yudalef Umid Beis. Ki'ilu kadosh. That if there is Kedusha inside of him. In other words, Rashi explains, Kilu kol meyav kadosh, as all of his insides as if they're kadosh. And therefore, va'asul hachishon. And therefore, by fasting, you're, so to say, making your insides weakened. And therefore, you're supposed to conduct yourself as if your insides are holy. And therefore, fasting is not a good thing. So how can you tell me Rav Elazar says that fasting is a good thing? And this is based upon the Pasuk in Hosea, Shenemar. The kirbicha kadosh v'lo avo be'ir, that inside of you it is holy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not enter the city, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't enter Yushalayim. This we had earlier in the Masechta, until the Yushalayim is rebuilt in Shamayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't enter into the Yushalayim on this world, the two Yushalayim, Yushalayim Shamal and Yushalayim Shamata. But the part that we're interested in, it says, b'kirbicha kadosh. So how can Rilazar tell us that you're allowed to fast, it's a kadosh thing, it's a good thing, you're weakening your insides? He says, no, that's not a problem. Lokasha. Ha de matzi l'tzuri nafshei, ha de lo matzi l'tzuri nafshei. It depends. Sometimes fasting is bad. That's if it's going to cause you excessive suffering. But if the fasting doesn't cause you excessive suffering, that's called the kadosh. The person who does so is considered ashrei to such a person. He's considered praiseworthy. Mark Atinian says, Reish Lakish Amar, Nikra Chosid, says the person that takes upon himself these fasts is called a chosid, is a righteous person. Shenemar, Gomel Nafsho, Ish. Now the gears that we have is chosid, but it should be chosid. And the idea of Gomel Nafsho, Rashi says, is a person who removes himself from food. In other words, that he fasts, he's called a chosid. So Rashi says, Hamisane, Dersiv Gomel Nafsho, means Ish Chesed, is Mafrish Asmo Mimaychol Umisht. This lashon of Gomel is like when Yitzchok was weaned, so he no longer had that food. So to a person who is taking himself away from some of the pleasures of food, so such a person is called a chosid. The ocher she'ero v'gomer, and is considered as if he is going and destroying his flesh. But Rashi says, if the person is going to suffer from this, so then, like we just said, Hamisana umachish besaru nikra achzor, then that's not good. So it depends. Sometimes fasting is good, the Pasuk says. Sometimes fasting is not good. Reish Lakish is saying exactly like Rabbi Elazar said, that lokasha, ha the matzi l'tzuri nafshi, it's bad if it's going to hurt you, but ha the lo matzi l'tzuri nafshi, if it doesn't hurt you, then fasting is good. I'm Rosheshes says, Hai bar beirav diyosif etani, so if a young Talmud Chacham goes and fasts, Lechol kalva l'sheiruse. So the dogs will go and eat his meal. In other words, it's not good for a young Talmud Chacham to go fast because it's going to make it that he's not going to learn so well. Rashi says sheiruse is his sudaso, and a dog will eat his meal. Kalva lechol sudaso. Ulekacha misane. So to a person who fasts, ain't a moilo, it doesn't help him unless elakimisha misane b'nei she'ain lo ma'yichol. The only time a person is meritorious to fast, Rosheshes says, if he doesn't have anything to eat, so then he obviously will fast. But otherwise, it's not a good idea to fast. It will take him away from his learning. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says, Ein tainis tzibo bevavel, elo tisho be'av bilvad. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba tells us that there is no such thing as a tainis tzibo bevavel, because it wasn't a good idea to fast. And the only one that we have is Tisha B'Av. That's the only one that we fast. And the Simaya there is today in the brisker tradition, so they're very much against fasting that isn't the actual chiyuv type of a fast, because they say that it weakens a person and it causes a person not to learn. It's like the young Talmud Chacham. If he goes and fasts, so he'll spend all day in bed with a headache and not learn. So that's not an accomplishment. Furthermore, now the Gersa that we have is Omar. On the side it says, Ve'omar, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Omar Reish Lakish, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Zeni Reish Lakish, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashay Leishe V'tayinis. Likewise, the Talmud Chacham shouldn't go and sit in a tibas, because B'nei Shem V'mayit B'mlecha Shemayim. When you're fasting, you don't learn as well. You don't do as much chesed. You can't run around as much. And you're maybe in a bad mood, so you'll snap at people. So therefore, a Talmud Chacham shouldn't go and fast. It's not overall meritorious for him to do so. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ochlin v'shosim mishachashecha v'chule. We said that on this original series of fasts, the fasts begin in the morning at dawn, and there are no restrictions or prohibitions on the night before, and even some of the prohibitions that would occur on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av on the day of the fast itself, they don't apply to these early fasts. Amrav Zeira, Amrav Huna, Rav Zeira is the name of Rav Huna, Yochid shekibalo tainis. If a person accepts upon himself a tainis, afilu ochal v'shosa kol alayla. Even though he said tomorrow, he accepted upon himself in Mincha the day before that he's going to fast tomorrow, so that night, the night before, he's accepting upon himself the day of the fast, so he's allowed to go and eat and drink all night. Even if he drank all the night up until dawn, nevertheless, even though he's going to daven half an hour later, right? He's going to daven vasikin, and he's going to be davening shachris, he's allowed to say anenu in shachris, even though he was up all night eating and drinking, because the acceptance of the tainus was the following day, starting from the morning, and therefore he's in tainus now, and he can say anenu in the Shmona Esrei. However, the Gemara continues and says, Lon b'taniso, so the next day he's fasting, and then he goes to sleep early and doesn't break his fast, and he wakes up the next morning, and mispalo shel tainus. Then he doesn't say anenu the next day, because he didn't accept upon himself. That is a fasting, even though he's technically fasting. So you have somewhat of a paradox. Here the person ate all night, and yet he says anenu in the Shachar Shmoneh Esrei a half an hour later. And yet, in the other situation, the person was fasting all the previous day, and then he never broke his fast, and he's fasting all that night. But he gets up now in the morning, and he daven shachris, he doesn't say anenu. Amar Rav Yosef, Mike Sover Rav Huna. What was Rav Huna thinking when he said this? Svira Lei, he holds, Ein Misan and Lishos. Two possibilities, Rav Yosef says. Is Rav Huna holding that you don't fast for Shos, and therefore, the next morning, even though he fasted overnight, we don't have a tainis for Shos, it wasn't the whole day, and therefore, that's why he doesn't say Anenu, Odilmo, or his reasoning is as follows. Misan and Lishos, normally a person can fast and accept upon himself a tainis for just a couple of hours. However, a person who accepts upon himself a fast for a couple of hours doesn't say anenu. He doesn't say anenu. So therefore, that's the Rav Yosef's shaila. What was Rav Huna's opinion? There is no such thing as a tainis shos. No, there is such a thing as a tainis shos. However, with a tainis shos, you don't say anenu. Amalei Abaye says, no, maybe there's a third opportunity, a third possibility to explain Rav Huna. La'olam, in fact, kosava Rav Huna misan and l'shos. He does hold that you can have a tainis for shos, and when you fast a tainis shos, you do say anenu. But misan and l'shos, misal l'tilas anenu, tainis. He says anenu. So why over here is it different? Why over here did he say, lo'am b'tainis, so enum espal shal tainis? He doesn't say anenu. V'shani hacha, this case is different, Abaye says. Why is that? The ika shows the le'oya. Because this fasting that he did, he never took upon himself as a tainis. He went to sleep. He had a headache in the afternoon. He went to sleep and he slept all night. So that wasn't a Kabbalah's tainis. And that's why you don't say anenu. Enu mispalo shel tainis, because he didn't have a tainis. Not eating and accepting upon yourself a tainis are two different things. Gemara says, Mar Okra, that's the Gersa that we have on the side. It's brought down that there's another Gersa that this is Rabbi Akiva. However, it points out that it couldn't have been Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva would have known the answers to all of these questions. In any event, we'll go with our Gersa of Mar Okra. So Mar Okra tells us, Ikla Leginzak. He once went and traveled to a place called Ginzak. There was a certain city, and they asked him three shilas, and he didn't know the answer to them. Boimine, they asked him number one. Misan l'shos, so wait a misan l'shos. This question that we just raised, is there such a thing as a tainis for a couple of hours? Can you fast till chatzos? Is there such an idea that you fast till chatzos or not? Misan l'shos or not? Is there such a halachic concept? Lohav b'yoda, he didn't know the answer to that. He asked him another question. Kan kanim shel nochrim, if you have these jugs of wine that belong to a nochri, so they had yayin nesach inside of them, asurin umutarim, can they be kashered or not? Can a Yid use them eventually and put his wine in them or not? Well, the Yayin Esach that's in the barrel itself, in these kankanim, be there and come out into the wine that the yid eventually owns, and it will ruin it or not. So Lahavi Bilda, you know the answer to that either. They asked Mamurka for a third question. When Moshe Rabbeinu was functioning as the Kohen Gadol for the first 7 days until the Hakamas HaMishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's when Aaron took over, so for the first 7 days of the Miluyim, so when Moshe Rabbeinu was functioning as the Kohen, did he wear Big Day Kahuna? What was his garment? What type of Big Day Kahuna did he wear? That's what they asked Marukva and Lo HaVi Yodei. He didn't know the answer to this question either. So what does the Talmud Chacham do? He doesn't know the answer. He went to the Beis Medrash. Ozil, he went Vishal Bei Medrashim. He asked the Talmid Chacham in the Beis Medrash these three questions, and they answered him as follows. Omulei, they told him, number one, in regards to the Misanin L'Shos or not, Hilchasa Misanin L'Shodos, that we do, in fact, allow a fast for just a couple of hours. It doesn't have to be a complete day. And when you do fast in such a way, Umispalin Tfilas Tainis, you're allowed to say Anenu in such a situation. So if Chazal declared it should be a half-day fast, and then we'll break it by Mincha Gedola, so then in that Mincha, you would say Anenu. Question number two, what about these kankanim shel denochrim, these jugs of wine of the nochrim, now you take them into your possession, can you use them or not, can you kash them? After 12 months, they are allowed to be used, the yayin nesach inside the barrels, inside these kankanim, will dissipate after that period of time, and therefore they automatically become, after 12 months of not being used, as Rashi says over here, holich tam yayin nesach, the flavor from the yayin nesach leaves the barrels at that point in time, umutarim below irimayim. You'd be allowed to even use them without rinsing out those barrels. If you wanted to use them, however, Rashi says, within a 12-month period of time, avotokhid beis chodesh, so then sarach irui shlosha yomim me'eslais. Then you'd have to go soak them in water for three consecutive 24-hour periods of time. So you'd soak it for 24 hours, remove the water, soak it again in new water for 24 hours, remove the water, and then soak it again for 24 hours and remove the water, and that would be the way you kasher such kankanim shel nochrim. Finally, the Gemara asks the third question. The first 7 days of the Miluyim until the Hakamas HaMishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu functioned as a Kohen Gadol, not yet Aaron. So what did he wear? What type of Big Day Kahuna did he wear? So the Gemara answers, the Beis Medrash, they told, Mar Ukva b'choluk lovon. He wore a special white garment, a choluk lovon. And Rav Kahana said as follows, b'choluk lovon, she'ein lo imra. It was specifically a white garment, a white certain type of a beged that didn't have a hem. So there was always Yu Nekiyah Me'ashem Mishra, Rashi says, so nobody should accuse Moshe Rabbeinu of putting something inside his hem and walking out of the Beis HaMikdash with the Beis HaMikdash's property. Incidentally, this is the minhag, or one of the reasons, or the sources of the minhag, of wearing a kittel on the night of the Pesach Seder. Because not only did Moshe Rabbeinu wear a white garment when he wasn't the Kohen Gadol, but he was functioning in a Kedusha type of a way in the Beis HaMikdash, so it brought down that all the people, when they had their own mini yontif, when they brought a carbon, so they would wear a white garment when they would eat a carbon. And therefore, on Pesach night, when we're supposed to imagine that it's as if we're coming out of Mitzrayim and we're eating the carbon Pesach, which of course we can't eat, our minhag is that we don't eat roasted meat, not like Todos Ish Romi, the famous story that we had earlier in the Gemara, in the previous Masechtas, that he would actually eat a Gedi Makulas, he would eat a roasted Gedi, Zecher, to the Karban Pesach. Our minhag is not that, but nevertheless, we imagine ourselves, Kilu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim on this night, so we're supposed to imagine, we do all sorts of actions and physical things to represent as if we're coming out of Mitzrayim, so that's one of the reasons we wear a white garment, people wear a kittel in order to represent that this is what we would eat if we were eating the Karban Pesach. Meir Yumenu, we should wear such a kittel and truly eat from the Karban Pesach, b'mheira b'yameinu. Work continues, Amr of Chis, then we turn to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. That which we said, hod the Amris b'sanam l'shodos, that which we just brought down, that you can have a tiny l'shodos, and then you say, in fact, aneinu, v'hu shalo tam klum adl erev. The person has to go and make sure that he doesn't eat anything until the evening, actually. But if he ate before the tiny, or he ate after the tiny, so then the tiny l'shodos doesn't count. Or it says, what? How can that possibly be? Only a bai. What tanis ma'ayasi? If he's fasting all day, then it's not a tanis shos. So what are you talking about? So it says, no. Ruchist is telling us something very, very important. Lo tzricha de imlach in luche. What we're saying over here is, if he changed his mind and only decided to fast in the middle of the day, so at chatzos, he says, I'm going to fast the rest of the day. So you might have thought that that's not good. So the chiddush of Ruchist is, no. Even though the first part of the day when you fasted, you weren't doing a L'shem Tainis, but you can have a Tainis Shos for the rest of the day. That is, in fact, a valid Tainis Shos and is considered something that a person will be able to say Anenu with, according to the Psak over here that the Beis Medrash told Mar Ukva. With this, we conclude today's shir.